Keith Urban, and the days go by. Dave Havens right here with you on this rather warm Tuesday. Special guest in the studio, Mr. Dan Robinson, who serves on the board of directors and is the media spokesperson for Borrow Smart Mississippi. Dan has operated short-term loan stores since 1992 and is the president of the Financial Services Centers of Mississippi Association and has served on the board of that for every year except one since its inception in 1993. And as a side note, our guest today served as publisher of Mississippi Woods and Waters magazine for, 8 years, Dan?
Yes, sir.
8 years?
Yes.
8 years. Now, before we go on to our conversation we're going to talk about, I would think that since you work with math, I mean, basically, 24 hours a day and money, the hunting and fishing has got to be something that keeps you grounded.
It is. It is. It's something to just get out in the outdoors and enjoy just getting away from everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, how has the short-term loan business changed in just considering the last few weeks or months of this financial crazy crisis we're in?
Well, actually, our business is down a little bit, Dave, just like everything else. You know, the economy's bad, and I've heard people say, well, with the recession, surely y'all's business is up, but it's not. I mean, You know, when people lose jobs and things like that, they can't do business with us. So our business is suffering just along with everyone else's.
Okay, with you being on the board of directors for Borrow Smart Mississippi, what has Borrow Smart done for consumer protection to the industry?
Well, what we've done is we wanted to have an organization that represented the consumers, number one. Also, we wanted to have some protection for those consumers, and we want the members of our stores to be sure and constantly remind the people who do business with us to borrow smart. That's where that came from. We've put signage in all of our stores. We have it on the windows. We have posters on the wall, code of fair lending that all of our members have committed to. So we're asking for some accountability, basically, from our membership.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is maybe one or some of the mistakes consumers make when they're getting one of these short-term loans? One of the more common mistakes?
Well, sometimes people may have a tendency to ask for too much money. You know, you have to be mindful not to borrow more than you can and then take care of. I know within our businesses, we look for certain requirements as to how much the customer qualifies for. You know, and most of the businesses that are members of Borrow Smart do as well.
We're talking with Dan Robinson on the board of directors for and media spokesperson for Borrow Smart Mississippi. Let's say, for example, would a customer be better served if they were to think for themselves maybe? And I know some of these companies that have some very small print, maybe taking the paperwork home. Are there any simple suggestions on things like that, maybe reading the paperwork at home instead of signing it right there, signing on the dotted line at the moment?
Right. Well, the good thing or the smart thing to do would be to read over the contract. We are required by the Mississippi Department of Banking and Consumer Finance to have a document with each transaction, and everything is clearly stated in there. A lot of times, like you said, Dave, people have a tendency just to sign it and walk away.
Right.
But, yeah, that would be the smart thing to do.
And maybe some of the other questions a person should ask themselves before getting one of these short-term loans, ask themselves before they go in the door?
Well, what they need to do if an emergency situation like that arises or somebody needs that, what they need to do is go to our website, borrowsmartms.com, and look for members of our group. We have about 300 offices all throughout Mississippi that if you want a reputable company to do business with, go to that website and check that out.
Can you give us that website again?
borrowsmartms.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one of the most interesting things you've said so far is the thing that people are the mistaken thought that these businesses are just flourishing right now because of the economy.
Right. Actually, our total number of licensees in the state for a couple of years ago was like 1,263. Now it's 1,050. So
Wow. We've
had, you know, several hundred businesses that have gone by the wayside ourselves.
Okay. If someone considers this option, short-term loan, we would suggest that Borrow Smart Mississippi, they be a member of that. Where do they see that seal? Is it on the front door?
Or? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have the static clings that go on the door.
Mm-hmm.
We have little cardboard things that go on the countertops. We have the trifold brochures that actually the customers can take with them when they leave from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dan Robinson, board of directors of the and the media spokesperson for BorrowSmart Mississippi and president of the Financial Services Center of Mississippi. I think it's a wonderful thing. How long has BorrowSmart been in effect?
We just started this in November, Dave. Sure did. So it's basically brand new, but like I said, we've already have 300 members.
Wow. Oh, and it's continuing to grow, it, I'm sure.
It will, yes.
You know, so to avoid some of the problems down the line, do some of the things that Dan has suggested. Because, I don't know, I think it's a kind of a, I don't try to simplify it, but I think our country seems to be in a situation where we've borrowed and then extended that loan and then borrowed money to pay that loan and borrowed money to pay that loan. So, you know, if you want to find out what could happen to you if you're not careful and know what you're doing, you could end up in the same crunch as this country is in right now.
Right.
So
exactly.
So,
that's a great point.
Give us that website once again. Describe it a little bit. We got a few seconds here. Describe what they're going to find on that website.
On that website, you can go and locate a title pledge lender, a check casher on there in your area.
Right.
There's also testimonials on that website. For the general public, if you're not real sure about or don't know a lot about what we do, view some of the testimonials, see what the customers say about our services, and there's all kinds of information about our industry on that website, borrowsmartms.com.
Well, God bless you, because not everybody in business these days looks out for the consumer.
Well, you
and
have to take
care
of your customers.
I think it's a credit to you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And we have to get you in here, because you being a publisher of a great Mississippi Woods and Waters magazine, and you currently have a radio show, Outdoor Report in Jackson.
I do, about every Friday
fishing.
Morning. Yes, sir.
Does anybody within the radio listening audience of B95 like some hunting and fishing? Raise your hand, unless you're driving. So we have to get you back in here and talk about that sometime.
That'd be my pleasure, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Robinson, once again, on the board of directors, the media spokesperson for BorrowSmart Mississippi, an informative, interesting guest, and so great to have you in here this afternoon.
Thank you.
Come join us again. You're very welcome.